Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. We often hear of the challenges and the work involved with the Defence Forces, but alongside the troops on the ground are more than 1,600 reserve Defence Forces, and they're training and preparing to support their full-time colleagues in times of crisis. The military is actively recruiting reserve personnel with an ambition of having about 4,000 members by 2028. Our reporter Josh Crosby spent some time at the Cool Money Camp in the Wicklow Mountains under interviewing the recruits.
1 and 2 riflemen, search the body!
We're in the Glenfermline, we're in Cool Money Camp in the Glenfermline, so anyone familiar with the Defence Forces will have probably done a bit of time here over their career. So we're currently on a potential NCO course, so we have students from right across the Army Reserve. So where we are today, we're at the end of a kind of a 2-week training block, and they're effectively wrapping up their course, and you can probably hear a little bit of gunshot around.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit. So they're currently on the offensive phase of their course, and they're undergoing assessment now.
Captain Fergal Fitzgerald is a training officer with the Reserve Defence Forces. As we stand in the middle of a field surrounded by gunfire in County Wicklow, you can see the adrenaline, precision and discipline coming from the reserve personnel who are being put through their paces. The unique aspect of the RDF is, of course, that they're all volunteers and they have to go back to the day job when training is over. Last year, 43% of the training activity was in support of permanent members.
Outside of my time with the Reserve, I'm a communications and engagement lead in ESB and I work in our generation and trading business.
Okay, so quite the contrast.
Yeah, quite different. So look, there's a few skills that do cross over, definitely on the communication side, but yeah, it's something very, very different when we head away in training.
And do you find that's what attracts people to the Reserves?
Yeah, many people come into us for very different reasons into reserve. Some it's looking for a new challenge, something completely different from the day job, or some people are looking to maybe train up on new skills or new training opportunities.
Captain Fitzgerald has been involved with the reserves for 25 years and has been on a number of operational duties throughout his career. Many of the volunteers here today are preparing themselves to support their colleagues in the permanent defence forces. So I'm going to meet with some of the personnel taking part in the exercises to see what it is about the military that's attracted them.
My name is Gunnar Donnelly. I'm in the Reserve Defence Forces for almost 10 years. I joined because I was interested in just the lifestyle associated with the Army. So there's a lot of, you know, new challenges that seem very rewarding. Every time I go training, we do something different. We could be doing navigation. We could be doing tactical exercises like we are now. In artillery, we get to fire much bigger weapons as well. We get to fire the 120mm mortar and the 105mm gun. That's been really exciting experiences.
And quite different, I hear, to what you work as outside of the training camps.
Outside of the training camps, I work in a secondary school in Bishopstown. So it is different. I'm learning to train recruits and I train students or teach students Monday to Friday. So a little bit of similarity, but maybe I don't roar at them as much as I have to roar at the recruits here.
Do you find that there are certain skills that transfer over quite easily?
Absolutely, yeah. Leadership skills, communication skills, both of them I find are very important skills.
And does the teacher's annual leave, the holidays, it kind of works well? You're not the only teacher involved?
As far as I know, I'm not the only teacher involved, but this is my Easter holidays at the moment, so couldn't think of a better way to spend it anyway.
My name is Tom Dunn. I'm a trooper in 1ACS, and outside of the RDF, I'm a project manager for AWS. I've previous 10 years experience with the PDF. I took a year out and the calling came back to me again. So I came back into the RDF, retained my rank and back in straight into a PNCO's course.
So that calling, you're out there, you're doing your normal 9 to 5, but you just, it was something you wanted to get back into what you're doing here now?
Yeah, of course. I've always had a calling for the Defence Forces. Both my left hand side and right hand side of my family are all military. So I want to always keep the tradition in my family as well. So here at the PNCO's course now, we're going into leadership roles, and my outside life as a civilian, it helps me able to delegate in my job in high stress situations. It builds your confidence and character as well, and this is what we're instilling in the Irish Defence Forces, to be the best that you can be. So here I am today, running around in the muck and dirtying myself up to become a potential NCO.
And I suppose for anyone who's contemplating it, they're considering it, they're a bit unsure, what advice or what words of encouragement would you have for them?
From the PDF and the RDF, I think it's one of the greatest callings that you can take, because in my life experience there, from going to Syria, my character building over all that, I was an engineer over there, engineering special search and clearance, using demining equipment, and coming back to that into a job role in an office, it kind of counterbalanced where I am now. I can't stress about highly recommended the Defence Forces for anyone to join.
Well, I'll let you get back to the mud now, Tom. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
There are currently over 1,660 reservists, and here in the Glen of Amal, there are up to 100 personnel taking part in different training exercises. As I leave the attack under offence course, I'm off to meet with those who are dismantling and cleaning their weapons after a lengthy trip to the mountains.
So my name's Sergeant Mick Mulligan. I'm coming up to 26 years in the Reserve Defence Force.
So you've seen a lot of changes over the years?
Yes, and mainly for the positive. There's much better facilities and equipment that we used to have, and we're pushing open doors that previously, not that they'd be closed, but it might be harder to get in.
And there's much more integration there among the permanent and the reserve.
Exactly, like, so it's a single force concept. We're one and the same with our regular counterparts. The people on the platoon have came in yesterday after a 72-hour exercise, so basically living in the woods for 72 hours, conducting patrolling, conducting section attacks, various different tactical elements to put together all the different parts of their training, what they've learned so
72
far.
Hours, so it's not for the faint-hearted or those who want their luxury bed.
We had hail. Other counterparts in the camp had snow in other parts of the country. It's Wicklow, we got the four seasons in one day.
So they're coming in here now today. I presume that they might be a bit tired.
The demeanour is fairly good at the moment. You know, they're probably glad it's over, but they all seem to have enjoyed it. So I'll bring you in to introduce you to some, and you can talk to them and see what their opinion of it was.
Very good. I'll follow you. Okay.
So as you can see here now, Josh, so most of the platoon is in here. Some of them are coming and going as they're picking more weapons to be cleaned. After their 72 hours, everything needs a fairly good clean afterwards immediately. They'll have some rest and then they'll do a more detailed cleaning the following day. Here's one of our privates, Private 2-star Dempsey.
How are you doing?
How's it going? Nice to meet you.
Thanks very much for taking the time. So I see you're all equipped up here now. You're just back in from 72 hours, I believe.
Yeah, 72-hour exercise in the Glen of Amal. So we've just gone through cleaning some weapons here. So just getting everything ready, go back in service then after that.
And how did you get on over there over the last...
Good, yeah. Good. Really enjoyed it. Tough. The instructors have been fantastic. They've given us all the lessons and practical skills then to be able to get through it. So it's been an enjoyable experience, but tough as well.
You're in the reserves now. How long? When did you decide to sign up?
So I'm in about a year now.
And what was it that made you decide to sign up? Was the military always something that interests you? Or?
I've always had an interest in it.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Parents of tweens, if you're familiar with far-off drop-offs...
Dad, stop, right here.
Or get DMs about what's for dinner...
you may be experiencing tween milestones. For your son or daughter, these can start at age 9. HPV vaccination, a type of cancer prevention against certain HPV-related cancers, can start then too.
For most, HPV clears on its own. But for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers later in life.
Embrace this phase. Help protect them in the next.
Ask their doctor today about HPV vaccination. Brought to you by Merck.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
You definitely wanted to join an organization where you can learn new skills, meet new people, challenge yourself as well. And over the last weekend, then with the 72-hour exercise, it was definitely an opportunity to challenge yourself. So I really enjoyed it.
And what's the day-to-day job? What are you doing on the outside?
So I work in the fire service. So I'm a firefighter paramedic based in Dublin.
A physically demanding job as well, so I suppose the skills are transferable between both?
Yeah, absolutely. I work normally in a uniformed organisation as well, so I might have had a head start compared to other people being in a uniformed organisation, but different at the same time, different challenges.
And would it make you consider maybe spending up full time? Is that a consideration?
Yeah, I'm enjoying my time in the Reserve Defence Forces as well. I'm getting great fulfilment out of it, great opportunities, great courses, so for the moment I'm happy with the Reserve Defence Forces.
Well, look, fair play to you and all the best with the rest of your journey in it. Thank you.
The Defence Forces aims to have around 4,000 reserve personnel by 2028, so there is still some way to go. When it comes to recruitment, the message from the Defence Forces is that many of the life skills built up through this training can be transferred to civilian roles.
If we look at the backgrounds, we've got teachers, we have engineers, we have college students. It's a really, really wide group of people, and it's brilliant because everyone brings something different to the table.
And look, when it comes to recruitment, there are challenges across the board with recruiting. So what about the reserves? Is it different, or a different element there that can attract others in?
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing about both the Army Reserve and the Naval Service Reserve. It's a completely different lifestyle. It's a chance to taste that military experience. I think that that's something a lot of people want to experience for a while and consider signing up. Right now, all of our units, both Naval Service and Army Reserve nationwide, are currently recruiting. And I mean, I'd urge anyone to take a look at military.ie. There's a career section there on the website.
And you could be typing behind a computer Monday to Friday. You could be teaching a classroom, but then come the weekend or come when you're called, you could be kitted out working side by side with full time.
Yeah, absolutely. And both Army and Navy Reserve would work closely with full-time colleagues. It's a really important part, I suppose, of the role. Over the years, both forces have become quite integrated. It's completely different from the day job.
There you go. That's our reporter, Josh Crosby, down at the Cool Money Camp.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.